Alleluia. Alleluia. I've got one response. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. All that I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I know it's not much, but of nothing else fit for a king,
except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on my soul, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on my soul.
Oh,
don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Ooh. Oh, come on, my soul.
And
oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your soul. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. My hands praise you again and again. All that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah,
hallelujah. I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. All that I have is a hallelujah, not much,
but
nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Good.
JT. First slide, please. All right. So my question to you today is, how do you believe and live out what you already receive? Micaiah is going to be my reader for the day.
Can I just read it?
Yeah.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 6, 2 and 3.
Thank you, Mikhail. Mikhail is the youngest member here today. And I love multi-generation and multicultural because we all have the Holy Spirit within us if we are born again. Now, some of you will see me signing off blessing in Christ's grace and peace. And most of you are like, what's that all about? That's what it's all about. When in Jew and Hebrew, it's very often, for many, many years, they say shalom, shalom, shalom. They greet you shalom when you go, shalom. Shalom is a greeting of may you walk in the peace of God, the perfect peace, the complete completeness that only God can give, you know, that the wholeness, the well-being. But in the Old Testament, they realized peace of God would not come because we can't get it right. So that's why Jesus came. And it is in that grace that now we have perfect peace. That's why we have the blessing in Christ's grace and peace. Then it goes on to say, blessed the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. My English is second language. I think that's plural, isn't it? No, that's past tense. What am I talking about? Past tense. Yeah. So basically, you have received it. All the spiritual blessing. I know myself, I don't live out that. And I wonder why. I wonder why that we have the abundant life, and yet many of us don't live that out. You know, our life is a bit crappy, stingy, you know, just not right. Why is that? I have a little theory, but I have to do more research. I really think it's because we have not loved God with all our hearts, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. We really motivated most highly if we love something. You think about it. You know, if you love a pop star, you know, you try to dress like the pop star. Because, you know what I mean? I really think we have not loved God the way God said love. I don't think it's because God like, I'm really insecure, can you love me more? I really think it's for our benefit. Because if we love God completely, with the simply surrender to the Spirit, we will get all that He promised. But because we do not, you know, like marriage, forsake all. Angus, is that what you say? Forsake all. And only you and you. You know, we don't do that. Sorry, I don't do that. Okay. So how do we leave this when you already received? Partly is, like say, we don't love. Secondly is, we don't really believe it. You know, we don't really, I know it's in the Bible, but really? Every spiritual blessing? That's a lot. Now, the good news is, this spiritual blessing come with someone who can help you enjoy it. Next slide. And that someone is Holy Spirit. How good is that? I always think, you know, this mobile phone. You know, my good son bought it for me. I think I only use it 5%. That's all I know how to use. All right? But 95% is still working. But I don't access that. Because why? I don't know how to use it. Simple as that. And even with some Christian, amazingly, born again, 100%, and they don't activate it. They don't activate it, and they still try to live by their flesh, by law. There's no freedom in it. So they're like, oh, I better work hard. Nothing wrong with that. I better pray a lot. I better read my scriptures 7 hours a day. Nothing wrong with that. But that's striving. What about letting the Holy Spirit lead you? All right, Holy Spirit. John 17, verse 3 is, I think, more and more that Christianity, church, have not taught us how to know God. We kind of know more about the Bible. We kind of do more as serving God, but we don't really get to the nitty-gritty of intimately engaging who God is. Because if you really know God, you will love God more. And if you really love God more, you will know how to activate those spiritual gifts that is already given you. You will walk without anxiety. Isn't it? I mean, if you know God Almighty, all right, AI is Almighty Intelligence, much, much better than artificial intelligence. Almighty Intelligence, because it's omnipresence, omniscience, omnipotent. You know what I mean? Surpass everything. I mean, this phone is so good. What if it comes from heaven? Almighty Intelligence. You're laughing. Do you know you have it? That's the thing. It's inside of you. And eternal truth, timeless truth, total truth. That's the reality. It's not fake news. It's not like going to social media. It's like, is this for real or not? You know, this is real. This is the truth. That voice. What's wrong with my voice? All right. And then the spiritual supply. According to the spiritual richness of His glory is given to us. Come on, child of God. Why do you strive? Why do you anxious? Why do you still walk like lost sheep? Don't you know that you have a good shepherd that will provide totally, completely, and protect you from any boogeyman or boogeywoman or boogey girls? You know, some guys need to protect themselves from boogey girls. So I'm just being real in this world. I mean, some of the ladies are... Sorry, okay. Wrong context. Okay. Then the power, the dunamis. All right. This is the creative power of the creative God. All right. We just speak the word. You know what I mean? It's all within us. But I don't know. It's not using Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit come to dwell in us, is allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell in us and live through us. You know, Jesus say, if you come to me, if you really come to me, you have to go through the cross. You have to die with me because Christ died as us. No death. No resurrection, no death, no born-again experience. Born again is born from above. Born from above. No more earthly, muddy, clay stuff. How good is that? GPS, God positional spirit. Wherever you are, the spirit can identify where you are in God's will. And if you're willing, the Holy Spirit will tell you where to go. I know some of us don't like people to tell us where to go. I don't like Maria telling me where to go, you know. But Holy Spirit is gentle. It come alongside and say, hey, you're missing the way. I hope you get this. All right, praying the Holy Spirit. Next one.
So 17:3, John 17:3 is...
What is it? And this is eternal life, that you may know me and know the Father. And that knowing is not cognitive, it's affective. It's a big word, interpenetration, essence of exchanging, really knowing. praying the Holy Spirit with fruit or flesh or in fear? I'll explain that. Yes, please.
Which one? The top one?
The pink one. Oh, the top one first.
Okay. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in by the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God. Jude 1:20.
Next one.
The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in by the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Ephesians 6:17.
And 18.
18.
Thanks, Micaiah. Micaiah, you're doing a great job. Are you doing all right? Because there's more. All right. Okay. So it's praying in Holy Spirit. I normally drop the "duh" because you don't say "duh Ashley," you know, or "duh Aussie." You know, you just say "Aussie." All right. So I think I like respectfully to call Holy Spirit rather than "the Holy Spirit." I know grammatically is wrong. I know that, but like I say, English is not my first language. So it's pretty much praying in the Holy Spirit, which means you can pray out of the Holy Spirit. Fair enough logic?
Yeah.
Praying by the Holy Spirit or something else. Or praying with the Holy Spirit or with yourself. All right? Now, the big thing again, we unpack the fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All right? One other trademark about praying in the Holy Spirit is, are you praying in love? Or are you the disciple? Lord, send the fire. Strike them, man. Strike them. All right? Are you praying in joy? Or are you praying like, oh, Lord, pass. I want to pass my exam, please. That's maybe out of flesh. Fear. Thank you. Fear is out of your soul, your emotion, that it got to the point. Flesh is like, you know, I want to please my flesh. You know, I think getting this job will be really, really good because I will look really, really smart because I got this job, isn't it, Maria? Yeah, Maria got a good job this year and she's very smart. All right, so that kind of praying, which is most of us, you think about it, how many times you pray because you like, I don't really trust God, so I think I might as well try to twist God's arm. So God can't be twisted. But yet, He asks us to pray. In fact, Holy Spirit wants to pray through us because we need to participate in this earth to bring the things to pass. That's what prayer is. So God uses the vessel. And Melanie read out Romans 8:26. It is the Holy Spirit that intercede in us and for us according to God's will. And then Ephesians 6 points out a lot of the praying the Spirit is praying for all the saints. You might be praying for your brothers in Gaza. You can't lie, Lord. Lord, Palestinian Jews, they are all your people. What's going on there, Lord? And he's just crying out of the groaning, Lord, I don't understand, Lord. Lord, 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 please. Willing vessel, bringing the groaning of the Spirit, the voice speak. For what is not to become, that's praying the Holy Spirit in the love of God, you know, the sword of the Spirit, the Word, the Rhema, the Logos, praying the Scripture. Next one, please. So, I like ABC. So praying in the Holy Spirit to keep it simple, abide in Christ, that's from John 15. And just really believe that Holy Spirit has come, like I say, to assist you to bring out all the spiritual blessing that you have. Paraclete, obviously, is four times in John 14, 15, and 16, and once in 1 John 2:1, where Jesus is the Paraclete, the advocate, the attorney, the comforter, and then communion with the Holy Spirit consistently. Next one. We're just going to read some scripture now. Micah, can you read that?
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another, just as me, advocate, attorney, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
So Holy Spirit come to abide in us, to remain in us, but also help us to abide in him. And that's the thing. Jesus releases the Holy Spirit so we can abide with Christ. But the one who joins himself to the Lord Jesus Christ is one spirit with him, 1 Corinthians 6:17. So I'm going to run through some scripture. I believe Holy Spirit can inspire. In fact, all the scripture are inspired by Holy Spirit. But the scripture itself, just reading it in simple faith, there's intrinsic power in the scripture that you don't need interpretation. You just need to let it sink into your heart. Next one.
I am true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Remain as one. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If you abide in me, my
Rhema
words abide in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
Have you always, I always wonder anyway, John 15, the vine parable, you know, why is it in the middle when John 14, 15, 16 is all about the Holy Spirit? And, you know, I've always wrestled with that, and there's no mention of Holy Spirit in it, but it is implied. It's implied because, like, say, you know, in John 14, Holy Spirit come and he abides in you and help to abide in you. And then Jesus say, okay, this is how you abide. There's no way and no way you can have the life of Christ if you don't remain in Christ. Then it's very simple. We have a choice not to abide in Christ. We have a choice to think we can do things on our own. And then in verse 7 it says, if you abide in me and my words, which is Rhema word, as in the spoken word of God, abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. That's praying the Spirit. I always have this picture. I know it's not qualified. The sap is the Spirit. The life. You know, if you know a bit of biology, I only know a bit. All right? The Father is there. Jesus is there. Where's the Spirit? It's the sap that brings fruits. So if you abide in Christ that way, and if you hear the Rhema word and you pray, you're praying in the Spirit. All right? Romans 10:17 is faith comes by hearing, hearing the Rhema word of Christ. Faith is fourth dimension. We live in the three-dimensional world. All right, I'm not trying to be freaky, but it's basically that's why we say, you know, the righteous shall live by faith. We're called to live by faith and not by sight. So it's a fourth dimension that we enter into that is beyond our understanding of space and time. That's praying the Holy Spirit. Next one.
When the advocate Paracletos comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father. He, Holy Spirit, will testify such witness about me, and you will testify such witness also, because you have been with me from the beginning.
Thank you. So believe that Christ's Spirit is with us. That's how we're going to be Christ-like in all that we do. You know, we have to believe in it. If we believe, then we will participate more with the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Again, this is the last part of John 15, which the first part is the vine. And then it talks about, I'm going to share with you intimately, even though you're my servant, because you are really my friend now. And then it says the world is going to be nasty to you because they are nasty to me. And then it finishes off a bit with John 15 saying, I'm going to send you the advocate. Now, why advocate? Why attorney? Because if you have an advocate, then there's a suggestion, there's an accuser. The accuser of the brethren. The accuser, the father of lies who deceived the devil with disruption and deception. So that's why we need the witness of the Spirit to say, what is truth? What is truth? What is the reality of Christ? Next one. Keep reading, please.
Sorry. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we will have advocate, attorney, paracletos, with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation, reconciliation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world.
Thank you. Big words. Some big words there. Jesus is doing what he's doing in heaven with the Father while the Holy Spirit is doing the stuff on earth. Advocate, Paracletos. Next one.
Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
Like I say, I always, in my own mind, is like, why the parable of the vine is in John 15 when it's all about the Holy Spirit. And this also helps me because it's the out of the shoot of stem of Jesse, a branch from his root will bear fruit. And then it talks about the Holy Spirit. So these are the attributes. Again, this is not, there is many different kind of spirit. It's actually the attributes, same thing like the fruit of the Spirit. All right? The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, that's what you have within you. You have wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength. That's why it's called a counselor, comforter, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Next one, please. All right, so just to recap, all right, praying the Holy Spirit, we need to abide in Christ. We need to believe Jesus' Spirit as the Paracletos, the one that come inside us to assist us. And then the third one is just to commune in with the Holy Spirit consistently.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterance.
So again, how do you pray without ceasing? How many of you tried on your own? I think for me, it simply is keep this on. Pick it up when the Spirit prompts you. Open channel. That's how you pray without ceasing. continuously in communion with Spirit. And then it says, do not quench the Spirit, which means if the Spirit call on you, don't ignore the Spirit. That's how you quench the Spirit. You just ignore His prompting and just do your own stuff, like GPS, you know, don't go there. You kind of like, yeah, I know better. You know, just follow the prompting so you don't quench. Do not despise prophetic utterance, which means praying the Spirit, the Rhema would come, and it will be like a prophetic prayer. Because in John again, he say, He will show us what is to come. We don't get it yet. So the Holy Spirit know past, present, and future. Next one, please.
In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words, and He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
So you really learn to pray in the Spirit, you know you're just an empty vessel, a channel for the Spirit to work within. And there also in Romans 14:7 say, the kingdom of God is not about food or drink, so it's not outside thing, but it's about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's why you can say, I will know God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. If you get this, life is going to be without anxiety, without stress, without burden, without care, because He got it. He got this. Next one, please.
I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you in all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of Mine and will disclose it to you. All the things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore, I said that He, the Holy Spirit, takes of Mine and will disclose it to you.
Well done. Next one, please. Okay. So, just a quick reminder. Holy Spirit is like spiritual internal phone within you, but is alive with eternal truth, almighty intelligence, all the heavenly supply, and dunamis, perpetual power, creative power, and infinite data, so you won't run out. And the best thing is you don't have to pay the bills. It's all been paid for in Jesus' blood and body. So it's not cheap. It's not cheap for Jesus to release the Holy Spirit. He has to die. So it's not cheap. It's precious, priceless. Next one, please.
But the Comforter, Advocate, Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
It is a fearful... life on earth is fearful. It's hard. That's why the Holy Spirit comes. All right, that's why Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I hope you get this. Thanks, Angus. Yeah. We're going to worship and wait on the Lord, and we'll pray and see what how we're going to pray in the Spirit together. Thanks, Mackay. You did a great job. Thank you. Yeah.
I invite you all to stand.